For the meditations for Lent, what we are going to do is consider the Psalms that is assigned to that Sunday, that very next Sunday. So we're going to look at Psalm 91 today, and that is the psalm we will say in church on Sunday. And this way, not only this God's song for us, these different psalms will enrich and help us during Lent, but also we can think and reflect on them again on Sunday when we say that psalm on Sunday. If you would like, you can look at this purple insert, the purple handout with the sermon notes. And I read Psalm 91 out loud. You're invited to read it with me out loud if you want, or just silently. I read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Where do you consider home? Where is home for you? What happens if great disasters fall? What if your house burns down? What thus is your home? And what if you have to move to a different place? What does it mean to you for your home? You can think of different things that might happen to people's life where they consider their home. We just talked just in the announcement just now of people fleeing war in Ukraine. What is their home? The psalmist in Psalm 91 teaches us much about this. He says that to dwell in the shelter of the Most High, the God who is above all, he says, we should dwell in his shelter. And he also says, and it's an interesting way of thinking about it, the way he describes it, that we should be in the shadow of the Almighty. So the Almighty is above the believer, the follower of God, and the Almighty's shadow falls on that person. In those first set of verses, he says, so then, if that is the way it is, if the Lord is our refuge, he's also our fortress. And of course, this accords with a favorite hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. He is our refuge. He is our fortress. And I put down in the notes there just a couple of lines that are taken right from the psalm. If so, then he delivers from the snare of the fowler. He delivers from deadly pestilence. He covers with pinions and wings for refuge, and he is faithful. And we do not have to fear terror or evil or pestilence or destruction. And in verse 10, it says, if God is our dwelling place, no evil can befall us. So that whole first part of this Psalm 91 describes what it is to dwell in the Almighty, the Most High, and in His shadow. When the psalmist says, no evil will befall us, does that mean that no bad things ever happen to us? You think about that. We know that many things that the world says is good is actually not good, is actually evil. That depends on how it is used. It depends, is taken by faith as a blessing from God, the true God, or is taken to be selfishness or to use those things to have power over other people. We know that what the world says is good can often be actually evil. And we should see that anything that leads us away from dwelling in God, anything that leads us away to living in the Most High's name, that is evil, because then we're going away from home. If God is our refuge, if He is our fortress, the things that lead us away from that, that's an evil thing. Sometimes people can use God's word and kind of reverse it, which is what the devil did with this passage, some of these verses out of Psalm 91. It's very important to remember that when God gives us promises, and God gives us protection, and God gives us life, these things are to do His will, not to do our will. He provides for us. He guides us. He loves us so that we're living with Him, not rebelling against Him. I have there in part 4, we remember that we are living in His house, not ours. It is run by His grace and love and mercy. It's not run by grabbing for power for ourselves. It's not run by sinning against others. It's run by His love and grace and self-sacrifice. I read there in that last page of the notes, Satan used these verses, that is 11 and 12, from Psalm 91 with an evil intent. He tempted Jesus to see that one can use God's promises to claim protection when doing evil things. Oh, God will protect you even if you're doing evil things. That's not what God's promises are about. And then I have directly from Matthew chapter 4, a part of Jesus' temptation there, starting at verse 5. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And here, Satan directly quotes Psalm 91. Jesus said to him, again it is written, you shall put the Lord your God to the test. When we hear these wonderful promises of God in Psalms such as 91, and tells us and instructs us and guides us to dwell in His shadow, to dwell in the Most High, and all the protections He is offering to us, that does not mean that what the world calls bad will always stay away from us. It means that we're always with God, we're always in our home with Him. And there are temptations to use our own thinking to say, no, but I want to do it like this, and then God will still protect me. That's what Satan did to tempt Jesus. No, it's His house, His protection, His guidance. And He wants us to be with Him. The last verses of Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16, give us a more, maybe we might say concrete, what does this mean to dwell in the Most High, to be in His shadow? couple of things mentioned there is to, it says to hold fast to him in love. And also it says that we should know God's name, everything about him. And so as we look at scripture and we have services of meditation or devotions at home or talking about the Lord with one another, going about his will, is to know his name and to learn more about him. This is to dwell in him and to be in his protection. And verse 6:15 is so important. I read it directly. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. When we're in trouble, God calls, tells us to call to him. Not the last thing we do, but the first thing we do. God wants to hear us when we're in trouble. God wants to reassure us that we are with him and he with us. That even in the midst of trouble or a bad thing, yet he is with us. Knowing and loving and obeying the Lord God is to dwell in him. Sorry about that typo. He is our shelter and protection. He is our shelter and protection. As we see things go awry in the world and maybe awry in our own lives, the devil tempts us to think our own way, to think God is going to do it like this, and to think that we have to try to do this and this and manipulate everything or by power or to take advantage of others. But these things can easily be temptations to drive us away from God and not to God, like the temptation Jesus gave to Jesus. Rather, God calls us to hold fast to him in love, to know his name and everything about him, and to call upon him in the day of trouble. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for this psalm. We ask you to put deeply in our minds and hearts every day its teachings, that we should fear and love you above all things, that we can trust you, that you know all things, and we can call out to you. Help us not to be deceived by the devil's temptations to go against your will, but rather to follow your will, to love you above all things, and to love others as ourselves. And keep and bear deep in us, Heavenly Father, that when we sin, we can call upon you again in trouble for your forgiveness in Christ. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.